Animals are a part of our world to serve a variety of purposes. They're embraced as pets, obviously, protection, assistance to disabled people in a variety of ways, and, well, unfortunately, also in many ways, simply for our, well, so-called entertainment to the detriment of their well-being. With us now to talk about some of these elements and whether anything has been done for the benefit of animals and what can be done, even on your part, for a betterment for the lives of animals, is the founder of L.A. Animal Save. You probably remember her from American Idol as well, Amy Jean Davis. How are you today, Amy?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you talk about something like this. LAAnimalsave.org. Learn more about Amy's work. And when we think about animals, let's work with the topic of zoos just as a starting point, because animals, people don't always have exposure to them, and you need exposure in some regard, most people believe, to better understand them. What do zoos do that get it right, and are there zoos that just get it wrong? Because, I mean, L.A., for example, San Diego Zoo, for example, they have been noted to have great breeding programs. You can go to a smaller zoo like the Central Park Zoo, for example, and they have these huge areas versus cages for the animals to roam around in as close to a natural habitat as possible. Are those zoos are as best as possible getting things right versus what a lot of zoos are absent of?
Well, I would say that any place that keeps the animals in a natural habitat and gives them enough space to where the animals can go and hide if they want to, I wouldn't call that place a zoo. That's more like a conservatory, which are wonderful places. But zoos are there to make money off the animals. They want the animals to be on display so people can gawk at them and tap on the glass. And so zoos are just there to make profit off of the animals. They see the animals as property, as commodities. And there's no way that the animals will be respected and be given as many of their rights as they can be provided when you view the animal as something that you're going to make money off of.
Maybe even to a greater extent, those traveling petting zoos that we see showing up at state fairs, county carnivals, things like that. I've seen many of those, and they're just horrible conditions for animals.
Absolutely horrible. Petting zoos are awful, and unfortunately, like stores that sell puppies and kittens, you don't see behind the scenes where these animals are being bred so that there's fresh, new, little baby animals for people to be excited over. And then the animals that are no longer useful are euthanized, just thrown away, or kept in terrible conditions. Again, this mindset that we can use animals for our benefit, whether that's financially or anything else, the animals are not going to be treated well.
Now, we have seen some changes to the positive, maybe most notable as of late, Ringling Brothers Circus eliminated using elephants in their shows. Because there's a long timeline of video proof that those animals were horribly getting abused in the so-called training and discipline. Have we seen that being built upon? Because when a top name like that takes a step like that, you would hope that others would say, okay, that's a lead we better start following.
Yes. I mean, we're seeing progress in all areas as it relates to animals, but the Ringling Brothers not using the elephants anymore in their circuses was a huge win for the animals. And I have friends that personally have fought that fight for decades. And now California has introduced a bill, the Circus Cruelty Prevention Act. We're trying to get the use of animals in circuses, wild animals, outlawed in the entire state. These animals are not meant to be doing tricks. And what it takes to get these animals to do these tricks is major amounts of abuse. It's just there's no way to naturally get an animal to walk on a wire or to jump through a hoop unless you're going to utilize some sort of force.
That's where you see the animals at the circuses as well as the animals at the water parks, because they're being forced into doing something. Eventually, they turn on a trainer.
That can absolutely happen. And you know, what would we do in their place? Are we just going to say, fine, I'll be your prisoner and I'll do these tricks because that's the only way I get fed and I'm not in my natural environment and I don't get to use my muscles the way I want to swim for hundreds of miles a day. Would you go crazy? I think I would.
Yeah, you'd probably get to the point where, I guess you'd call it the snapping point, where it's like, okay, I've had enough. You're now in desperate trouble. We're talking with Amy Jean Davis, who is the founder of LA Animal Save. LAAnimalsave.org is the website, listening to issues and ideas. I remember probably 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, the entertainment industry put in a whole series of restrictions and limitations, protections for animals in film, TV, other mass media platforms. Have those rules been adhered to? Are there still concerns in the industry where there's some gray areas where we can get around that law by doing this instead of that? Are there still games being played that put animals at risk?
Absolutely. There are still games being played. That depends on the representative that visits the movie set. And they have different, essentially, they appear as marketing terms. Like when we buy our food and we feel better because the eggs are cage-free, these are marketing terms to make the viewer feel better that, oh, no animals were harmed. And there's levels given. But that's up to the representative that's on site. And who knows how they might be influenced or what their particular personal views might be. These people don't, again, they're not seeing animals as anything but property, things that we can use. And when you have that view, you know, there's going to be some level of abuse. There's going to be some level of neglect, some level of just disregard for the animal's welfare and general wellness.
I mentioned it in the intro and when we started, too. There's a positive aspect to having exposure to animals. It cultivates the appreciation, the importance of preservation. As an offshoot, you can support wildlife sanctuaries in not just America, but Africa and other countries as well. What are the wisest ways to create opportunities for us to have the exposure to animals?
I believe sanctuaries and conservatories are amazing places to go because those animals are not forced to be your entertainment. You might see them, you might not. And then there's other ways you can learn about animals. Just, you know, any kind of other learning tool is available, movies. And so having to have that animal right in front of your face so that you can see them and gawk at them isn't a good environment for learning, because what we're also teaching people, usually kids, is that these animals are for us to do what we want. And when we teach kids that, ultimately, many of them end up, you know, hurting animals. So there's plenty of learning tools available to us to learn about these animals so that we have respect for them. And when we teach them, all, you know, that ultimate level of respect, these are animals. They have their own rights. They like to be free. They like to have this much space. And we give them that, then we're going to raise a generation of kids who aren't going to be pummeling their 12-pound Frenchie like David Eason did, from the Teen Mom show, and then shooting the dog in the woods. Like, when we think that we can use animals, there's really no one telling us how far we can go. We still feel that we have that right, and that's why, I mean, if you Google abuse cases of dogs and cats and, of course, animals on factory farms, you're going to be up for days and days and days reading these stories, because we're essentially teaching kids that we have that right if we want to use it. So instead, let's just teach them they get their own space, they can live their own lives and free, and then maybe the world will be better for animals.
It's also, too, to get to just extend the idea, anyone who abuses, it's typically a cat, but often sometimes a dog, too, anyone who abuses a small animal as a youth quite often grows up to be an abusive individual against another human being, or in many cases a violent murderer.
Yes. And so if we're teaching our kids here, we sometimes love these animals, but we can also use them. And then we don't love these animals because we're going to kill and eat them. What kind of message are we sending our kids? Especially when we know the correlation between violence towards animals when kids are small to the possibility of them growing up to have violence against humans. We need to be sending a clear message, and that Animals are, they're sentient, which means they can feel. All animals are sentient. Therefore, they shouldn't suffer, especially at our hands.
Mention how the film industry, various states have laws. Ironically, this came up in the conversation a couple of days ago. There are a number of states, including New Jersey, that if you see a dog locked in a car on a warm day, it is illegal for even law enforcement to break into that car to rescue that dog. So unless there are laws in place, there changes are not going to be voluntary, because all these industries that are that you're talking about and you're bringing attention to, from rodeos to racing to animal shows to animal rides, that's a lot of money being made. That's going to be tough to get people to stop that stuff.
It is tough, and I personally know that because we're always fighting to get some sort of bill for animals passed. But the great thing is the younger generation are starting to see the cruelty, because we're able to post undercover footage of how these animals are treated. To get them to be a ride, to to train them to be in the rodeo. Kids are seeing this and they're going, whoa, 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 that's not okay. I don't want to support that. So we have the younger generation evolving faster than the older people on the planet, unfortunately. And so that will make it easier, I think, for these bills to be passed, because there will be a bigger voice from the people saying, please pass this. For example, anytime we're working on a bill here in Los Angeles, whether it's local to try to get the sale of fur banned in the city of Los Angeles, which we did, or if it's on a state level, all we do is post on social media. Here's your representatives. Here's the phone numbers and emails. Call them or email them. Tell them to vote yes or no on the bill. And we get large amounts of people calling because they see on social media what to do, and they care. So the world is getting better for animals, and it is getting easier to pass legislation. Whereas before we would pass one bill every few years, now we're introducing so many bills, and we have such great support for them that the representatives are listening.
And when you think of, you can think of a whole list of species. Animals are just magnificent creatures that are entitled to a life. And entitled to a comfortable, a life of comfort, not of force and imprisonment. In way too many ways, that is what's being forced upon way too many animals. You can certainly debate and argue, and there are some who do things right and do others who do things wrong under the umbrella of a right idea or intent. And that's the filter that has to be better sharpened and clarified. So what is wrong is stopped, and what is acceptable and beneficial for understanding and appreciating animals, that can still be continued to a limit, to a certain point, because there is education value as well in close experience, as opposed to photos, books, and, well, maybe even videos, webcams. Maybe that might be a good idea too, but it's a focus that Amy does through her organization, and does a proper teaching, proper encouragement, proper catalyst for changing with LA Animal Save. Learn more at laanimalsave.org. Amy Jean Davis, thanks for being here today.
Have a great day, Chris.